Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 7th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. GM announced Ultra Cruise, its next-generation hands-free driver assist technology. Ultra Cruise will be available on 2 million miles of pre-mapped paved roads, able to handle automatic and on-demand lane changes, left and right-hand turns, avoid close objects, and enable parking in residential driveways. Ultra Cruise will be available in a handful of premium LiDAR-equipped vehicles in 2023, although GM did not name specific models. GM's camera-based Super Cruise will remain available on more mainstream vehicles. Twitter announced it's testing tweet labels in iOS and Android that state, "Conversations like this can be intense," in an effort to learn how to better support healthy conversation. Joining in the conversation will require users to click through a prompt, encouraging users to be factual, consider their shared humanity, and be open to diverse perspectives. AMD announced that Windows 11 may cause increased L3 cache latency on Ryzen processors, resulting in 3-5% worse performance on most applications, but up to 15% on games. The OS also causes issues with AMD's preferred core technology, resulting in a performance hit for CPU-reliant tasks on CPUs with more than 8 cores. Microsoft and AMD said they're working on a software update set for later this month to try and resolve the issues. Japan's Fair Trade Commission will launch an investigation to look at if Apple and Google abuse their dominant smartphone OS market position to limit competition and consumer options. This will also extend to smartwatches and other wearables. The end report will look at why competition has remained static and itemize any anti-competitive practices. Reuters sources say an investigation by the Netherlands Authority for Consumers and Markets determined that Apple's in-app payment system requirement for developers is anti-competitive and ordered it to make changes. Apple reportedly appealed the decision and asked the Rotterdam District Court for an injunction to block publication of the ruling during that process. Cineverse is a company that helps route text messages for more than 300 operators around the world. In a U.S. SEC filing, Cineverse revealed that in May of this year, it discovered someone had gained unauthorized access to its IT systems, with the company determining it began in May 2016. The filing says the actors gained access to databases of carrier customers, but did not clarify if the content of text messages was accessed. Following a ruling in the Epic versus Apple lawsuit that Apple must allow App Store developers to redirect users to other payment systems, the software revenue platform Paddle announced the industry's first alternative in-app purchasing system for iOS. Based on a demo posted by Paddle, this system would bounce users out to Safari when making a payment, where the transaction could be finished with Apple Pay. Paddle takes 10% for transactions under $10 and 5% for those over $10. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers gave Apple until December to update App Store guidelines based on this ruling, but it's unclear what Apple will actually do to satisfy it or if the deadline will be extended. Spotify opened its programmatic ad marketplace Spotify Audience Network to U.S. creators on its Anchor podcast platform. Spotify Audience Network launched back in February and was already available for ad-supported music, Spotify-exclusive podcasts, and third-party podcasts from Megaphone publishers. Twitch said the recent leak of its source code was caused by an error in a Twitch server configuration change that was subsequently accessed by a malicious third party. Twitch further emphasized there's no evidence login credentials were exposed and said full credit card numbers are not stored on Twitch at all. As a precaution, Twitch reset all stream keys. XDA developers report Google began rolling out a new feature called Quick Phrases to the Android 12 beta. This feature puts Google Assistant in standby when receiving a call or when a timer goes off, letting users give voice commands without the wake word. Anker refreshed its flagship wireless earbuds with the $169 Soundcore Liberty 3 Pros. These are 30% smaller than the Liberty 2 Pros and include a Hear ID ANC system, which monitors outside ambient noise while also taking in-ear pressure into account when applying active noise cancellation. They come in black, white, silver, gray, and purple and are available now. And finally, the British satellite broadcaster Sky announced the new Sky Glass TV set-top box. This includes a 4K camera that can be used with a Watch Together social TV sharing feature built in partnership with Microsoft, as well as supporting motion controls and gestures. Sky Glass TV also supports games with local and network multiplayer, including a Paw Patrol branded title and Fruit Ninja. There's also a built-in voice assistant with a Hello Sky wake word. The dream of the Kinect lives on. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.